So, do you guys see that right there next to me? It is a statement from the LA DA's office speaking in regards to the video that went viral, the surveillance footage of Diddy attacking his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, in a hotel in Los Angeles, saying that they can't file charges against Diddy because the statute of limitation has expired. Now, this only happened 8 years ago. It hasn't even been a full decade. But I guess in the state of California, it's okay to beat and attack a female as long as you do it within a certain amount of time and you're not convicted, it's fine. This is the reason why people don't come forward. This is the reason why civil lawsuits are important. Because when you have certain states that have the statute of limitations in such a small amount of time, I don't know when the statute of limitations in regards to this expired, but it had to have been probably a couple of years ago, because Cassie filed her lawsuit at the end of last year against Diddy, and they settled for over $30 million, allegedly. It's just heartbreaking to be able to see the Los Angeles department, you know, police department basically make a statement and say, yeah, we see it, but we can't do shit. Like, wow, you know, but this is just a sign. And this is what I will say, is it's a sign that we as a people have to start getting involved in our government and helping to change laws in regards to domestic violence. There should not be a statute of limitations to the point that less than a decade ago this happened, and the individual who allegedly did it, I have to say allegedly because he wasn't convicted in a court of law, is walking free and living his life. Like, granted, his reputation is ruined, but the public made someone like this wealthy off of us being ignorant and not knowing the knowledge. And also, there's allegations going around from blogger Paris Hilton and several other bloggers claiming that allegedly Diddy paid this hotel $50,000. Now, the hotel itself is now shut down. But we have to figure out, is there a way to still hold the staff and the people involved in this accountable? Because you are hiding and suppressing crimes that are being committed. So I don't understand how this could even fall under statutes of limitation. People are saying, why didn't Cassie call for help when it happened? If you guys watch the full video clip, you see Cassie basically running for her life, and she ran to a phone seemingly trying to call for help, and then Diddy strikes her and corners her. He starts to throw vases at her. He strikes her, hits her in the back of the head, you know, slaps her, throws her down to the ground, drags her, kicks her several times repeatedly, and then he drags her back to their hotel room in a towel. This man had a towel on, kept a towel on the entire time. And I'm just like, this is what he's doing when he's barely or basically not clothed. Imagine him in some jeans and a t-shirt. The type of strength and force he was putting behind his alleged attacks against this young woman. Something has to change. This should not be acceptable. DA office, Los Angeles DA's office. And this should be a thing in the entire United States. We need to reassess our laws, and us as citizens, especially people who want to advocate against domestic violence, it's time for you guys to come together and see if laws can be changed in regards to statute of limitations. Because, I mean, we're seeing people being tried and locked up for stuff that happened 40 years ago, you know, in regards to assaults and stuff like that, but we, with no video evidence, but we can't get this guy charged for assaulting this young woman less than a decade ago, 8 years ago, you know, and I'm pretty sure that wasn't the last time he assaults her. It's probably been more incidences. But what I will say is that his reputation is damaged, and I feel that Diddy's arrest is imminent and is coming very soon. From what I heard, it was allegedly, you know, this is what Paris Hilton said, and this is a theory, that allegedly the footage came from the feds because they may have collected that during the raid. And this is some stuff because they're claiming that he allegedly paid $50,000 for the tape and told them to take it off of their surveillance camera as if it never happened. And the staff obliged and decided to move forward and take the money. They should be held accountable for that alone. But seeing that the LA DA's office doesn't want to do anything. Mind you, these are probably the same people that still haven't solved Notorious B.I.G.'s murder case after damn near 30 years. So how can we say that we're shocked? They ain't even figuring out who killed Biggie. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they just let that be an unsolved murder. And he's one of the biggest rappers of our generation. So I can't even say that I'm shocked around these charges, but it's disgusting nonetheless. But this is why civil lawsuits are so important. And everybody's walking around here with their egg on their face because they wanted to sit here and say that this woman was lying, not understanding the laws. You know, you got celebrities speaking out against it. But I just want to know how many of these celebrities knew, you know, and seen it themselves and didn't say anything because they were afraid, you know. But the day of reckoning has come for Sean Combs. And, you know, I'm just grateful that it's coming out now so he can't hurt any more people. And now the feds is watching everything else because this is just absolutely disgusting. Cassie is a strong woman to stand up like that against him and do that civil lawsuit, knowing that her life could have been at stake. She's going against a very powerful man, and she chose to do that along with her friend as well that had her back and spoke on her behalf after she basically had an NDA or gag order to not speak about the situation. But one thing's for sure, if you do things in the dark, they will come to light, and that's the real. But I want to talk more about this subject on my actual podcast, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. But it just bothered me this morning. I seen this. It's the DJ Jerrica podcast, by the way. I seen that clip and it bothered me. And it just pissed me off. Like, seeing that flyer be posted by the LA DA's office basically saying, oh, well, it happened in 2016. And if that's the case, we can't do nothing. Y'all just don't do nothing. What do y'all do? What do y'all do in Los Angeles? Y'all just let anything go. Y'all let anybody just go up in stores and rob people, take as much merchandise as they want. Y'all just let anything go in Los Angeles. Believe me, I won't be moving out there at all, baby. Because y'all different. Y'all let the citizens just run the entire place. Y'all let people rob folks and get away with it if it's under a certain amount of money. That's why you got people breaking down windows and stealing from Gucci and all these other places, you know. And then the crime rate is so high. Y'all got to get it together for real. I don't know who live out in California. I know probably a couple of people, but for the folks that's out there that might be watching this, if you guys are not pleased with this news from the LA DA's office, it's time for y'all to get involved in y'all government and get some laws passed and changed. And that goes for anybody in the United States, depending on the state and the statute of limitations. Something has to change because this is absolutely unacceptable. Unacceptable. The fact that they have him on HD footage beating this girl down like a man in the street, like in a hotel lobby, and nobody can charge him, and it's been less than a decade that this happened. This is why people don't come forward, because y'all don't do shit. Y'all just let it happen. Like, that video just legit pissed me off, like, for real. But let me hop off of here, and I'll get some content done. But anyways, follow me on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and that's where I'll do my full audio podcast of this whole situation. I have so many things. I got to get the celebrity reactions to this. I have more receipts in regards to the whole situation behind the scenes of who paid who and what allegedly went on. Man, but it's just a lot to take in. You know, yesterday I did a fast report because I was shocked with the breaking news hitting CNN. But I just have to share my opinions, my views, my theories, my thought about TMZ. I also just want to think and wonder what the Breakfast Club is going to say on this show on Monday. Because I just feel like they were kind of like trying to sweep the situation under the rug. To me personally, this is my opinion. Like, I just feel like the Breakfast Club just don't address real issues like they used to. And I feel like they sweep things under the rug because of fear or whatever the situation is. But, you know, I'm going to talk about that and go completely off, because this isn't just a average report to me. This isn't something where I could just come up and say, hey, you guys, guess what? Somebody did this and somebody did that. Okay, let's have a good day. No, this is something where you need to sit down and have a serious conversation, express your feelings, you know, express your emotions, you know, and really say what's on your mind outside of what's being reported. You know, we need to talk about what we seen and what we viewed and how we need to really, you know, stop worshiping these celebrities out here just because they have a few more dollars than us. And what's next? You know, because Sean Combs isn't the only abuser in Hollywood. You know, what is next? You know, and man, I'm gonna catch you guys on the next video. Like I said, follow me on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. The DJ J Erica Podcast. Search the DJ J Erica Podcast, DJ J A Y E R I C A Podcast. And we're gonna talk further about this situation unedited. When I'm on YouTube, I feel like I can't really say everything I want to say because I have to follow guidelines and all this other stuff. But believe me, you guys won't want to miss this audio podcast I'm putting together. And it's taking a lot of time, a lot of thought, and it will be recorded tonight. I'm getting all my receipts and everything else together because when I get on camera, sometimes when I record and I'm reporting the news, I miss certain things. And I'll be like, damn, I forgot this. I forgot that. But believe me, I'm going to go through everything with a fine-tooth comb and make sure I review everything that I could think of in regards to the situation and information that I know, all right, including the lawsuit. So make sure you guys tune in. I'll catch you guys very soon. Bye-bye.